Welcome to Watershed's August podcast. My name is Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme at Watershed. It's that time of the year when sane people are thinking about sun, sea and holidays. However, for me, it's about diving into the imagination of short filmmakers to begin to put together the competitive programme of shorts for Encounters Festival in November. So it'll be an appropriately short podcast this month. We've got circa 1,700 submissions, and a bunch of people have already begun the process of whittling down to a big shortlist, which I'll be working through. Of the couple of hundred I've watched so far, there is yet again excellent, inspiring imaginings happening in the world of short film. The Passion of Joan of Arc has had another outing at the recent I'll Be Your Mirror Festival in London, curated by Portishead and ATP. The response to it was phenomenal. Over 2,000 people turned up in the middle of a festival of great music to stand and watch the film with the new live score. What was extraordinary was not only the rapt attention of the audience, the intensity of the score, but the power of Carl Theodor Dreyer's images. Those close-ups of Maria Falconetti being questioned, prosecuted and taunted are amongst the most powerful in cinema. Her every expression, flickering eye movement and tears held in tight, pained close-up by the camera have lost none of their resonance some 90 years after they were made. It's also great to hear that a New York date has been confirmed for late October, where the new score will be presented at the Lincoln Center as part of the White Light Festival. If you go to whitelightfestival.org and find out more information. Whilst Joan was being presented in London, back at Watershed we were presenting Terrence Malick's Tree of Life, with an on-stage interview with Bristol's own celebrated wildlife filmmaker Nigel Ashcroft. Why, you might ask? Well, Malick's new film has an extraordinary section that in 20 stunning minutes charts the evolution of life on Earth. Who better to capture those images than someone from Bristol's celebrated BBC Natural History Unit? In chatting to Nigel, you discover how knowledgeable and fascinated Malick is by natural history filmmaking. Nigel's experience of working on the Tree of Life and discussing filmmaking with Terrence Malick are fantastic insights. You can see the on-stage interview with Nigel, published at dshed.net. As I'm sure you already know, it is less than a year until the London Olympics. There were events taking place to mark the year till the Games start, but also to announce a year of cultural activities leading up to the Olympics. One of the most spectacular was PM Studio resident Luke Jerram's Sky Orchestra that launched hot air balloons over London, playing music to the residents below. We in Bristol are used to the sight of balloons drifting slowly over the city. I can only imagine the joyous surprise of Londoners on seeing and hearing Luke's Sky Orchestra. You can find out more and see some of the amazing images at skyorchestra.co.uk. Now for me, it's back to the long day of the short film. Have a great summer.